You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Is Houston one of the most dangerous cities in America? Well, if you ask some of the mayoral candidates in a closely watched race there, well, yes. And they say the city's getting more dangerous, but experts and criminologists might disagree. That according to Sinjin Barnett-Smith, who covers such things for the Houston Chronicle. He's been fact-checking some of the claims being made on the campaign trail in that closely watched mayoral race. Sinjin, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Let's lay the groundwork for this. This is a race that has an incumbent facing quite a few challengers, and it's getting a lot of attention, not just here, but nationwide, too. What's at stake for Houston?
Well, so you've got our incumbent mayor, Sylvester Turner, and as you mentioned, a lot of candidates, more than half a dozen vying for the seat. I think some of the interest is just because, you know, Houston is a blue city in Texas, and of course, the microscope that is on Texas in this current political climate. So I think sort of that's what's going on. And then you've got, again, the incumbent mayor, Sylvester Turner, against two Republican candidates who have garnered a lot of attention, Tony Busby and Bill King. So that's sort of the backstory on that.
So what exactly are these claims being made by some of the mayoral candidates? And are you seeing any sort of patterns here?
So one thing that caught our attention as my colleague and I have been sort of covering this race is just claims by the two top Republican candidates, Tony Busby and Bill King. Tony Busby particularly was saying, in campaign appearances and on his website, that essentially crime is out of control. All types of crime are on the rise. Bill King, the other candidate, was saying there's a growing randomness to violent crimes that is really worrying people. So essentially, we just decided to take a look and see where the numbers fell and see how accurate those statements were to the best of our ability.
And what do your findings show?
So, you know, politicians are going to politic. And in this case, those statements didn't, from our reporting, have a whole lot of grounding in fact. One of the things that was really interesting, for example, is Tony Busby made this claim that Houston has more crime than 95% of cities in America. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is Houston is one of the largest cities in the nation. I mean, you know, just by the numbers, you're going to have more crime here. You know, we have 2.3 million people and an enormous population around that comes into the city. So we looked at 30 years of crime data, more than 30 years, dating, I think, all the way back to 1985. And the facts are there. You know, like the rest of the country, Houston has seen a significant drop in crime rates across the board in almost all cases.
And that includes under Mayor Turner's term.
Oh, well, so in the first couple of years of Turner's term, some crime went up, and then we saw another drop in the most recent year. The general point here is that politicians will focus on single year or couple year increments. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in 1991, Houston had 608 murders. Last year, it had 279 robberies. Are down from a high water mark of 14,000 in 1991, and we had 8,700 last year. Property crimes overall are down pretty significantly. So this idea that all crime is on the rise is just not accurate.
But question though, I mean, you looked at 30 years of data. I mean, in a mayoral contest, you're just looking, I mean, one would argue, at that frame of reference that would give some kind of indication as to how the incumbent is doing. So as you look at that smaller window, what does it tell you?
I mean, I think the point here is that, again, you can look at it 1 year or 2 years and make any kind of assumption you want. But the fact of the matter is, if you are going to go after Turner saying crime is up, well, not all crime is up. Murder has fallen. The year before he came into office, there were 303 murders. There were 279 last year. Mm. You saw a decrease in the number of burglaries across the city under his tenure. You saw a decrease in property crimes overall. So that's not to say that there wasn't an increase in some crime. The city did see a rise in aggravated assaults. It did see a rise in rapes. But again, I mean, this sort of bombastic language.
The broad brush is what you're sort of getting at, it sounds like.
Right, which sort of suggests that Houston is this wildly dangerous city where, watch out, crime is on the rise. Mm-hmm. is just not true.
Well, now, let me ask you, how much of a concern is this for voters? Does this really move the needle in this mayoral race?
Well, that's a great question, right? Because I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Kinder Institute and Steven Kleinberg. He does a survey every year, sort of trying to check in with Houstonians about what's important to them. And in his most recent survey, he found only 15% of city residents felt that crime was the most pressing issue in our city. So I'm not even sure how significant it really is.
St. John Barnett-Smith, public safety reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to his latest, texasstandard.org. St. John, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.